This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. Yesterday I chatted on about neonics. Today, let's build a bee home. Let's first establish that the bees will likely not sting you, but don't place them on your house either. Certainly planting flowers is a must, but so is a nest for them. 30% of bees are cavity nesting. They'll live in hollow stems or holes in wood. There are pre-made nests, but these are often more cute than useful, says the University of Minnesota Extension's Bee Lab. You can use your dried plant stems. They must be dead. Not the bees, the stems. They should be dried for at least a year, and they must be broken. A bee can't cut through those sedum stems, or whatever you use. The stems should be an eighth to half an inch in diameter and 5 to 8 inches in length. Stems can be left on the ground or can be bundled together and secured to something so they don't move or fall over. The bundle can be either horizontal or vertical. Keep it in a partly shaded environment out of windy areas. Once the bees have done their thing and left the stem, replace it with an unused one. An important piece to know is that stems should be set out in the spring and left through the winter until the next summer, so the bees have time to develop and emerge. I'll have more on bee nests and a link to the bee lab on gardenbite.com. Mason bees are one of the delights you'll find. I'll have pictures, some favorite pollinator flowers, and much more on gardenbite.com. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, too, and send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. Backed by popular demand, Creekside Soils Wonder Blend Supreme Gardener's Mix. This 100% composted manure blend is ready to use and perfect for your vegetables, annuals, and perennials. With a neutral pH and a slow-release fertilizer, all you do is add water. Supreme Gardener's Mix from Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.